October, day 15. MC Fontaine here. So the first topic as we go into week 3 of October is favourite instrument. I guess my favourite instrument is guitar, personally, from a playing point of view. My two favourites are my Fender Thin Line Telecaster, 72 reissue, which I've had about 20 odd years now. Absolutely fantastic guitar, real workhorse, just used it for so many different things, really. But I've wanted for years to get a single coil pickup guitar. 2 years ago, a friend of mine had bought a Fender Jazzmaster classic player, and I tried it out. And as he handed it to me, I said, oh, I won't like it. I used to have a Fender Jaguar, and that was an awful guitar. And the moment I picked it up, I fell in love with it. And within about 3 days, I bought one myself. And it's sort of become my main guitar. It does just about everything I ask it to do. It's the one that I reach for first now when I record or I'm playing. Just fantastic guitar. But if it's a favourite instrument to listen to, then personally it's actually piano. I like to hear a good keyboard player, especially a good jazz player or a good sort of blues player or a boogie-woogie player. I just love that stuff. Guitarist-wise, I think I've said in an earlier boo, I'm not really interested in flowery guitarists. All the people that I rate as guitarists, they're not the classic famous guitarists. So it's people like Lou Reed, it's people like Will Sargent of Echo and the Bunny Man, Graham Coxon of Blur, Edwin Collins, especially with the last two, I think really interesting guitarists in what they do. Lou Reed and Will Sargent as sort of just strummers, but Graham Coxon and Edwin Collins are more melodic and throw weird little lines in there. So I think a little bit of music we'll have for this. We will have the really discordant guitar solo that Edwin Collins plays on Campaign for Real Rock.
Perpetuate the lie.